I'm Trisha Helfer, and you are listening to After the Credits at row3.com.
Welcome to another episode of After the Credits. I am your host, Marina, and joining me, co-hosts...
Colleen353Review.
DaleDigitalDoodles.com.
How you guys doing?
Adequate.
On this beautiful Sunday, afternoon now.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
No, doing good. Long weekend. Woohoo.
Yay! I'm so excited. I still have one day to relax. I love it. And you treated us to some wonderful waffles.
Waffle.
The waffle man.
The waffler with truth syrup.
The waffler. That should be your new...
Maybe for Halloween.
If you want any more, you won't be calling me that.
Oh, damn. Okay. I said nothing about waffler. I want more waffles. They were really good.
That might be my Halloween costume.
The waffler. The waffler.
I just need like a waffle shirt and then like burn it and some tree syrup.
Yeah. Well, can you use a bloody waffle iron? Can we incorporate that into...
It doesn't have to be bloody.
No, bloody would be good, though.
Yeah. I thought about doing a zombie scout, but we're off topic already.
And today we're here to talk September previews. But before we get there, a couple of quick house cleaning things. Come on by row3.com. Leave us some comments, some feedback. Let us know what you're looking forward to this month. It's we're starting to get into prestige and festival time, so... Lots of good stuff out there. A lot of it in limited release, and I'll make note of the stuff that is being opening limited, because chances are we might not get to see some of it for a few weeks still. But if you're in select places, you might be lucky enough to catch them. Also, a reminder that the Movie Club podcast is up, so go on over and join the conversation at movieclubpodcast.com. And if you have feedback, because I haven't been announcing our email address, drop us a line, marina@row3.com, and we'll get to it. Okay, so let's get right in, because there's a bunch of stuff. September 5th, we begin with Nicolas Cage and Bangkok Dangerous. Nicolas Cage in Bangkok being, I guess, a hitman.
You know, I've said this numerous times about Nick Cage, but the older he gets, the more he looks like David Carradine. Convinced of it. The hairline's going back. He's starting to wear more like Nehru collared jackets and things like that. Yeah, he's looking like Mr. Kung Fu.
Well, and the funny thing is that the movies he's picking are sort of David Carradine-esque too.
I know. It doesn't help any.
No, it does not. It's not looking very good. I mean, and this one, it has potential to be decent. It is directed by the Peng brothers. They did the original The Eye and The Eye 2 and Infernal Affairs, which I'm a big fan of. But this looks a little painful.
Yeah, it looked pretty craptacular.
The trailer did not grab me.
No, it's pretty sad, really. I mean, it's a great title if you like cheesy titles. I kind of do like the title, but yeah, not looking very good. Opening and limited release, Everyone Wants to Be Italian. How about a guy looking for love?
The trailer looks really good, but I have to wonder if they can keep that up through like an hour and a half film kind of thing.
I don't know.
Some clever lines in the trailer.
Yeah, well, and it kind of reminded me of like Mambo Italiano. I don't know why. I guess the Italian in the title helps, but I don't know. I thought it looked like it could be fun.
If the movie is as good as the trailer, I think... If you're into that kind of film, is I guess the caveat. But
romantic.
Just a light romantic, poke good-hearted fun at a bunch of different things, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like
you
it
know,
could be fun.
Goofy guy trying to get the girl.
Yeah, and he's obviously not thinking before he talks, as you'll see by the trailer.
Yeah, there's a great line in the trailer.
Yeah. Also opening in limited release, Mr. Foe, a.k.a. Hallam Foe by the UK title. And this one is Jamie Bell and Claire Forlani and one of my new favorite people, Sophia Miles.
The trailer has me intrigued. I know nothing about the movie.
Yeah, the trailer. But the trailer has me intrigued.
Yeah.
Well, really? Claire Forlani plays Jamie Bell's stepmother, and he thinks that she murdered his mom to get with his dad. So he's searching for, you know, clues to the murder. At the same time, he seems to fall in love.
Anyone who is described as weird, another kind of thing, is the main character.
Yeah.
I'm already intrigued.
I mean, it's a nice looking trailer too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's one that's sort of been kicking around. It's gotten some fairly good reviews, but apparently it opens a limited release. I hope it expands because I would like to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on to, oh God, Ping Pong Playa.
This is in the category so bad, it's really bad.
Not crossing into good.
No,
just horribly bad.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what I'm assuming we're not the demographic for this.
Think so. I'm surprised we're even
in the
bringing
whole trailer.
It up.
I needed to bring it up. It just looks god awful.
It was just so bad. Although I must admit there was one line where I actually laughed at, but other than that, that one line in the trailer didn't make up for the fact that the rest of it looks hideously awful.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, it's so bad, don't see it.
Yeah.
Please, save your money.
Don't
go watch something else.
Kind of
yeah, go see something else that's still bad, but, you know, at least it's funny. This doesn't even look funny. We'll move on. Also opening on... Oh, moving on to the 12th. I have to flip my page. Okay, The Women. Now, this is a remake of a 1932 film, believe it or not. And this one stars...
I think I've seen that film.
Really? Going through the vaults.
Reminded me in some ways of like a different version of like The First Wife's Club kind of thing.
Yeah, it's
maybe
sort of reminiscent
of
that.
Sort of character, sort of people in it. But
it seems like that. Well, this one stars like everybody and their mother. We've got, Meg Ryan, Annette Bening, Eva Mendes, Deborah Messing, Jada Pinkett Smith, Candace Bergen, and Bette Midler. And apparently Carrie Fisher's in there too, though I didn't see her in the trailer. Yeah, you know, I think it could be fun, but I'm obviously not the demographic.
You know, this is one of the premises that I'll never get. The whole fact that, you know, your partner's cheating on you, so you blame the other person. I just don't get that mentality at all. Like, the other person hasn't screwed you over in any way.
Yeah, you have no connection to them.
It's your partner that screwed you over, right? Yeah. It's all about the other woman kind of thing. It's just dumb.
No, well, Candace Bergen has me sort of interested because she doesn't pop up in a lot of stuff, and I really like her. But everyone else, no one else does anything for me. And Meg Ryan, she needs to, like, collect money from her plastic surgeon because she's not looking too good, man. She's looking really desperately bad.
You can only look 27 so long.
She did a good job for a few years there. And I guess this is the end to her I'm trying to win an Oscar career.
Could be.
Yeah, because she did a couple of movies there that were kind of like, not bait, but they were a little more dramatic in tone. Looks like she's back to the same old, not impressed.
The premise doesn't particularly interest me. Some of the actors have me intrigued, but I didn't see anything in the trailer that gave me the idea there was something. Like, I would go if there was some good dialogue, because some of the actors could really pull off some great, and the situations could set that up, but there's nothing in the trailer that says that that'll be the case. So
yeah, I agree. Skipping that one. Not skipping this one. Burn After Reading. Coen Brothers.
What's this about? Who?
Okay. Yeah.
Most anticipated film for the last few months.
Yeah. I think I saw the trailer like four times. I was ecstatic. And this is about a guy that loses his secret CIA shit. Brad Pitt so adequately puts it. And this is, let's see, who is in this?
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons.
What, get back to me when it makes sense.
Yeah.
I love that dude.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, Frances McDormand, Tilda Swinton, George Clooney. I mean, it just... John Malkovich, almost forgot. I mean, this looks great.
There's a part in the trailer that... You know what? If the trailer was exactly 2 seconds long, I'd have to see the movie just for it. It's when Brad Pitt with his frosted highlights kind of thing is on the treadmill listening to his iPod and his hands are punching in the air while he's running on the treadmill. That's just awesome.
And you know what impresses me is, I mean, Brad Pitt is no longer 30. He's a little beyond 30, but he still looks like he's in his 20s in some of those scenes. Yeah. It's really amazing. It really is. But I don't know. I mean, it looks great. It is the Coen brothers. Something to keep in mind is it actually just premiered at Venice, mm-hmm. and the reviews have not been stellar. They've been sort of lukewarm at best. So that has me a little bit worried, but not enough to dissuade me.
There's enough that I'm going to go see it.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's probably the case for most people. Yeah, it looks awesome.
But isn't usually sometimes the Coen brothers like sort of comedic sort of stuff a little bit more hard?
A little harder to find an audience kind of thing?
Yeah, than the more dramatic where all the critics rave and praise.
Well, I think that's the case. It seems to be the case with any comedy though, right? Yeah. Regardless of who's directing, you know?
It's still Coen, so it's going to be better than in pretty much anything.
Well, yeah, but you sort of get the sense that as soon as you go into comedic territory, you lost a whole bunch of people just because it is a comedy.
Comedy's
I don't know.
A hard sell.
It is a hard sell, even if you are the Coens. But I don't know. I think it looks great. I'll be there. I'll be there with bells on. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll wear my red shirt.
Pull out the Caps t-shirt. I had already.
Yeah. Nice, nice. Also opening on the 12th. This one is the new Tyler Perry, The Family That Prays. Now, I made you guys watch the trailer. It's not... You know, Tyler Perry is not one that usually does anything for me. But for some reason, this particular one, I'm kind of interested.
It does look interesting.
I really like the poster. And not the poster that's on IMDb. There's another poster kicking around that's just black and white. And it's a really interesting poster.
I'll definitely be renting this.
Yeah.
I think we'll see what else is on kind of in the schedule and... What the reviews are, but
yeah,
definitely it's on the radar.
Yeah, there's something about it that appeals to me this time around. Usually his films aren't definitely not for me, but this one seems to have a little bit more appeal. So which
doesn't really do anything for me.
And again, Kathy Bates also needs to call her plastic surgeon because wow.
Yeah, but I'm kind of excited actually about seeing Kathy Bates. The role
it's been
looks,
a while.
The role looks interesting.
Yeah, and it's been a while since we've seen her really.
Yeah, I can't think of the last.
I can't, neither can I. I can't pick out the last movie that I saw her in where she wasn't just a cameo.
When he hobbled the person in the Stephen King film.
That's the last
Misery.
One I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
Misery,
yeah. Yeah.
No, this is another one where, you know, the actress looked good enough to carry off something interesting if the script and the director are up for it, it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it looks fairly interesting. But it's about two families that,
big ensemble cast
big ensemble cast. Also opening on the 12th in limited release, this is the one, the scandal of the moment, Towelhead.
Looks actually quite good.
It looks fun.
Yeah, I think this looks really good. This is directed and adapted by Alan Ball, who's the guy behind 6 Feet Under and True Blood, the upcoming True Blood. More vampires. You gotta love this day and age. Vampires making a comeback.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
All about the zombie.
Whatever. Zombies have had their heyday.
Oh, zombies have always been kind of second class to the Frankensteins and the werewolves.
You're so wrong.
And wait, where are vampires in that mix? They further down the line after zombies?
Well, no, vampires have always been at the front. I'm talking,
oh, okay.
You know, first there's zombies.
We'll have to duke it out, zombies
that's
versus
right.
vampires. Nice. I'm sure there's a board game.
Yes, all the Romero fans are
actually, that would be kind of interested.
There's a movie called Zombies versus Vampires. Schlockbusters has the section that zombies and vampires, and it's split evenly down the middle, and dead center between the line is the zombies versus vampire film.
Okay, we should watch it in preparation.
I think it's probably really bad. But
oh, well, okay. You know. But this is about a young girl that goes to live with her overly protective father. And, she's, you know, meandering through the world of teenagehood when she doesn't look like anybody else. And I don't know. It looks really interesting.
There's some ethnic tension, which is where the towel head reference.
Yeah, and that seems...
And what was the other name?
Nothing is Private is the other title for the film. But yeah, apparently there's a lot of I've been reading a lot of I haven't read a lot of the stories, but I've heard a lot about the controversy that's going on with certain groups wanting the title of the film to be changed.
Because it is a slur kind of thing. But
yeah.
The person who wrote the book is
of ethnic
doing
descent.
It, ethnicity, and named her novel Tellhead because of racial connotations to it.
Like, yeah. But I mean, you have to, I mean, Ball is not one to step, you know, he's not one to avert controversy.
No.
He's probably like riddling in love. He loves the attention, but I mean, it does look good. It looks like a solid film. I don't know. I'm really excited to see it. If it opens nearby, I'll be there. Also opening on the 12th, this is probably the big one, I would say, after Burn After Reading, Righteous Kill. This is the one that's being advertised just as Pacino De Niro.
That's the only thing I think it has going for it.
The trailer, the yeah.
I am not seeing this.
The trailer did not impress me. No. I mean, the only reason it's still on my radar is De Niro and Pacino.
Yeah.
I when I think of this film, I think of the film that came out earlier this year.
88
Minutes.
Same director.
You know what? It's sort of like you have a named actor. That's it. That's all you got. You got nothing else.
John Avnet also directed 88 Minutes.
Lovely.
So, yeah.
So this is the sequel in some ways?
You know, it's about a cop, two cops that are chasing down a murderer, a serial murderer who's murdering other murderers. I mean, it sounds
so
interesting.
Like Dexter.
Kind of.
But bad.
Well, but really bad. I mean.
It actually reminds me more of that. Almost that second Dirty Harry movie where you had the Star Chamber kind of thing happening with looking the other way. And there was a really bad Kurt Russell film that was kind of... I didn't pay enough attention to the trailer.
Star Chamber. Like Street Kings.
Okay, leave Street Kings out of it. I know it's bad. But I don't know. This is just not...
Anyway, yeah, I'm starting to talk out my butt because really I didn't pay close enough attention.
No, but I mean, it just looks like shit. You know, it does. I'm sorry. I'm turning into Jay. So it looks like shit.
Earth to Company. Yeah, do a new trailer.
Yeah, it's bad, bad. I mean, it's a little late to try to sell it now. I mean, if you've sold it on the two actors, then you might be in luck. But if you've seen the trailer, run the other way. moving on to September 19th. Lakeview Terrace. Neil LaBute. The dude that directed The Wicker Man is back. This time with Samuel L. Jackson as the neighbor who was stalking his new neighbor.
I motherfucking hate my motherfucking neighbors.
Yeah, except where does he say that?
Yeah.
That might have almost made the trailer interesting.
Yeah, this is another one.
You know, I think he gets asked to say motherfucker.
Probably a lot.
I don't know whether it's just me getting burned out of these premises or whether they just aren't good. But so I don't know, you know, maybe for someone that's not quite as jaded, but I don't know. Just the psycho neighbor, psycho thriller, but shoot him up.
All I
isn't
have to
doing
do
it for
is
me
look
anymore.
Across the street at the crazy junk merchant across the street, and I have all the drama I want.
Well, and the
fist
thing
fights,
is,
fights, broken bottles, police coming.
I need to come over more often.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Get a video camera.
Yeah,
sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
Buy a videotape of the old man who's on disability or something like that. And you. Manhandling a car engine onto a flat deck. I have video of that. If they piss me off too much, I'm dropping it off in the mail.
Well, the thing with this, Dale, I don't think you're being jaded at all. It just doesn't look good.
No.
I mean, even if it was, you know, a decent story, trailer sure doesn't make it look interesting. I mean, I'm happy that Patrick Wilson is getting, you know, a lead role, but not in shit like this. If it's going to be crap like this, I'd rather see him do more supporting roles. Forget that. But we'll move on to also opening a limited release, The Duchess. And we've got Keira Knightley in costume drama yet again, this time as the Duchess of Devonshire.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'll see it.
The costuming looks awesome.
Awesome, yeah. The big thing that's sort of milling around now is that they wanted to augment her for the posters, and she refused.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought that was pretty bold.
I'm surprised they even asked.
Well, this is the thing. They usually don't, right? Because yeah. I think they did for the Pirates movies, and she was pretty pissed off about the whole thing.
Oh, maybe it's in her contract now.
Yeah. Do not augment me. ever. I don't know. I would see it because of the costumes. Ralph Fiennes in there certainly helps. And Knightley is, she's not as bad of an actress as, you know, I think she's made out to be. She does have some talent. I'm willing to give her another shot. I like her enough.
Yeah, I actually like her as an actor. She's not a great actor, but
no,
she just does fine.
Yeah, she's fairly good.
And in some kinds of roles, she does really well.
Well, and I think this might be the kind of role that she's really good in. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. Looks good. Also opening in limited release, and I believe this opens wide on the 26th, is Fernando Mireles's Blindness, about a blindness epidemic that takes over the world.
Now, this is a good trailer.
Yeah.
This trailer had me a little bit creeped out.
Yeah, it's a great novel. Nobel Prize winning novel. Portuguese author. Very proud of that. And I don't know.
You're biased. We can't trust you now.
Oh, yeah. I'm come sorry. On. No, it is a really good trailer. Really good trailer. The film, I think it was one of the guys on the site, one of the contributors, caught a pre-screening at some point a few months back. And I think the film wasn't completely cut yet. And he wasn't all that impressed with it, but he did like it. The general buzz coming out of festivals is that it's not great, but it's pretty good. I would see it regardless because I am biased. I'll buy into that. But I don't know. I think it looks fantastic. My kind of science fiction.
Looks interesting.
Yeah, I definitely want to see this. If only the setup was good enough that I'm actually curious to find out what is worse than blindness.
Yeah, exactly. Also opening a limited release, lots of these, as I mentioned earlier. Appaloosa, directed by, I think that's how you say it. Directed by Ed Harris, starring Viggo. Oh,
Appaloosa? Yeah, no, Appaloosa is, yeah, it's okay. Kind of pony.
Oh, see, I didn't
Appaloosa
know that.
Pony.
I should have asked.
I had a pony that was part Appaloosa when I grew up.
Oh, cool. Well, see, I didn't know that. No, no. But yeah, Viggo. Like
Viggo Mortensen. It's,
and Ed Harris.
He's dreamy.
I'm there.
He is very dreamy. Though he's got the Colonel Sanders. Did you notice that?
What?
He's got the Colonel Sanders facial hair, yeah.
Nice.
I don't care. I would see it. I would see it anyways. I'm a big fan of Ed Harris directing. Hmm. Big fan. Pollock, fantastic. More people should see that movie.
After last year's Eastern Promises, I pretty much have to see
anything that Viggo is
until
in.
Until he screws up bad, and then I can...
It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
I'll warn you. I'll tell you now. Yeah. I mean, even when he's in movies that are not considered all that great, the movie is, like, elevated above,
well,
you know...
Actually, I don't... Yeah, he has a really good knack for picking good scripts. And even... And like you say, he's a good enough actor that... He can pull through a role even maybe if the writing isn't that great.
I mean, not to say that G.I. Jane is not good, because there are a lot of supporters of that movie, and it is fairly solid.
Oh, okay. I never saw that.
Saw G.I. Jane. But he's in that, and a very supporting role, a minor role, but he's awesome in that movie. Well,
I like, Hidalgo was kind of not getting a lot of really good, but I really liked it.
I did. I enjoyed it, too. I thought it was okay, but his performance was excellent.
Yeah, it wasn't a fantastic movie, but no. it was a good movie.
Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree. So yeah, that's a big go see. Also opening on the 19th, Igor.
I'm there.
See, and I'm not a huge fan of this. I don't know why. It doesn't really appeal to me, but this is John Cusack, Molly Shannon, and Steve Buscemi in animation.
Well, I like storyline, John Cusack, and I like Steve Buscemi kind of thing. But
even that, the storyline is the sideways, premise. Right? The premise is great. It's not your standard kind of redone fairy tale thing.
And he plays...
It's not Frankenstein.
Yeah.
It's Igor.
It's Igor.
He's the assistant that decides that he's smart enough to do this on his own. And he goes off to win the evil competition.
Yeah, I like the trailer I saw months ago.
But, yeah.
I haven't seen it since, which is weird. Liked it.
Yeah, I'm sort of like, whatever. Like, I like animation, but this doesn't really appeal to me for one reason or another. Maybe it's because I'm not a huge Cusack fan to begin with, so I'm kind of, like, lukewarm to begin with. So, I don't know.
I like Cusack.
Yeah, I like Cusack, but I think I would see this anyway. I mean, I hate to say it, if Will Ferrell was doing the Igor voice, I would be inclined to go see it.
It's a variation on Frankenstein. I have to go.
Well, yeah, okay. You might be able to drag me along. I'll be going. Opening on the 19th, Ghost Town. This one stars Ricky Gervais, Greg Kinnear and Tia Leone. And this is, Ricky Gervais dies for like 4 minutes and comes back, and all of a sudden he can see ghosts.
Yeah.
And you know what? This does not look funny whatsoever.
Really?
I'm not impressed.
It looked like it could have its moments. I mean, it isn't one that I would be inclined on to put on my list, but I can see where it could be funny.
You know what I don't understand is, I'm not a big Ricky Gervais fan. I haven't seen a lot of his comedy, but apparently he's a really funny guy.
I haven't liked his shows that I've seen either.
He it's a brand of humor, right? Oh. Or is it no?
He does
something else.
He does a variety show that gets a lot of clips done on it.
Okay, and that's where I've seen
it's a very much. I can't concisely say what style of humor it is, but he has a definite style. It's almost borderline mean in some things, and that might be kind of the wrong spin too. But definitely, I think if you like his style, this could be
really.
This could be good.
I obviously not my style. It's not appealing to me whatsoever.
Yeah, like I said, I can see where I think. I guess I'm cutting the trailer some slack. I don't think the trailer was really great. It had a whole bunch of situational stuff on it, which really told us nothing about what the movie was, where it was going to go. And the humor in it was kind of so-so.
Yeah, didn't make me laugh. You know, not interested.
I kind of thought, yeah, if you're a Ricky Gervais fan, you'll probably be interested. If you aren't, there's kind of nothing in here that
will sell you.
Yeah.
It doesn't say, watch me.
Pass.
I guess, I mean, Greg Kinnear's in it too, and he's...
Yeah, well, I would go for Tia Leone, because I really like her.
I like her too.
Not
her earlier stuff, but...
Yeah, she's
lately
had her
she's been in...
Yeah, lately she's been very good. Okay, moving on. There's a couple here we'll just rant off quick, because they're all in limited release. 12, which was the Oscar-nominated Russian foreign film. It's a remake of 12 Angry Men. Opens in a few cities. Battle in Seattle still making the rounds. This is Stuart Townsend's WTO movie about what happened in Seattle in 1999.
It's a documentary, right?
No, it's not. No, this one stars Woody Harrelson, Ray Liotta, and what's her name? Charlize Theron. And it's sort of like a cinema verite attempt to tell sort of what happened.
Interested at the time in the real event, not interested in a movie adaptation.
Yeah, really.
It premiered last year, and it's sort of, I thought it disappeared altogether, and it's still kicking around, and apparently it's getting a limited release. So the reviews haven't been bad, just haven't had a chance to see it. It only played here for like one night, so kind of missed that. Also opening in limited release, maybe Fanboys? It's like this movie never goes away.
I thought we said we stopped caring like 6 months ago.
Yeah, apparently somebody still cares because they're still trying to release this piece of shit.
I refuse to care anymore.
I won't see it.
Not that I ever did.
Now I won't see it on principle alone.
Exactly.
Oh, you know, that's a sad thing is if it came out and it started getting good buzz, I would probably go see it.
Well, you know, Dan would drag me.
Don't think less of me.
No. Well, I mean, I'd probably end up there because Dan would drag me and I would drag you.
Yeah, well, you already think I'm crap, so.
I wouldn't go that far.
Moving on. Also opening in limited release, Elite Squad. I've seen this. It's very good. See it if it opens in your city. See it on the big screen. It's very good. You guys saw the trailer.
It looked interesting. But not necessarily anything I'm going to go out of my way to see, and I doubt it's going to hit my local Putnam suburb.
It's a good versus evil cop thing. So it looked fun.
It's
actually
very very interesting.
I kind of like those kind of.
I'm not driving into Vancouver to see this, so I'm not going to see it.
Well, and the interesting thing is, it's very much like City of God, where it's very realistic and you feel like you're right in the action. There's a lot of handheld stuff. It's very shiny and pretty looking, the kind of thing that we've seen before coming out of some of these Brazilian directors. But the story is really compelling. The acting is excellent. It's really worth seeing. So if it opens near you, want to check out for sure. And also just a quick mention, Hound Dog, the Dakota Fanning rape movie is all I need to say. it apparently opens in limited release as well on the 19th.
You know, I find it sad that I don't recognize the name Hound Dog or Hang Dog or whatever the hell it is, but the Dakota Fanning rape film is what everyone is calling it.
Yep.
And that's so sad.
Yeah, that's what it's been known as for a year and a half since it's been released. So finally, it's getting some time. It'll probably end up on DVD sooner rather than later. Moving on. September 26th, some good things right on time for my birthday. Miracle at St. Anna, the new Spike Lee joint. And all I have here is Spike Lee goes epic. And that's enough of a seller.
Yeah, I want to see it. I don't know what it's about. I've watched the trailer numerous times, and I really don't really get what's going on. But I still, from what I see, I would need to see it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sold. I was sold on Spike Lee, so it doesn't really matter. But
I'm going if you guys are going.
Yeah, it looks really, really interesting. I'm really curious to see what he pulls out of that.
Spike Lee isn't one of the directors that I have to see because it's Spike Lee. It's not like Guy Madden, I have to see.
Guy Madden. Yeah, he's sort of hit and miss with me. Like, I wasn't a huge fan of Inside Man, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty solid. And I've seen some of his other stuff, like 25th Hour is one that people sort of tote around as being a new classic kind of thing. And I've seen it a couple of times, and I'm not as sold on it as some others are. But, I mean, it's definitely an interesting film.
That 25 Hour, That one didn't interest me. I haven't seen it, but I did like Inside Man.
Yeah. No, 25th Hour is interesting enough. What's his name? Edward Norton is fairly very good in that. Worth seeing. But okay, moving on because we're already off topic again. Choke. Chuck Palahniuk? I think that's his name. I have no idea. And this is – I'm not quite sure if I want to see this. I'm not sold on this one at all.
If it comes out to the suburbs, I'll see it simply because of my fanatical love for Fight Club. And even though I know I'm going to be highly disappointed, I feel almost obligated to – I have to see this because of the connection to the writer of Fight Club.
Dale?
Yeah, it almost looks stupid enough to be funny, so –
Yeah, I don't know. I think it just looks – I think maybe I saw the Red Band trailer, and I thought, wow, that's just a lot of sex. Great. Not interested.
No problem with that.
Well, neither do I, but, you know, I have
– Oh, yeah, that doesn't come out in
– Not in the regular trailer.
I haven't seen the regular trailer or the Red Band. I've seen the regular.
Yeah, the Red Band trailer is essentially just all the sex scenes clipped together.
Oh.
And it's not
– If that's the focus. I mean, the fact that the guy's a sex addicted to sex in a 12-step program – is a funny plot premise to throw in, but if it's just about the sex, it's like, you know, I'll watch Baby Blue movies on Friday night if that's what I'm looking for.
1 o'clock, Channel 13.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm kind of like, whatever. I'm not all that interested. We'll see. But it is Sam Rockwell. I like Sam Rockwell, so you never know. Also opening on the 26th, DJ Caruso's Eagle Eye with Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
He directed Disturbia. No relation to the other Caruso.
I'm trying to think. I should know this.
Oh, the Uber-controlling force technology and coercing them
to
do...
It's the Enemy of the State Redux, except not as good.
No, Enemy of the State was different. I mean, that was all about surveillance, and I actually enjoyed that, even though...
Yeah, so did I. Gene Hackman.
Leaving the apartment now.
Well, see, that's where I got the Enemy of the State thing.
Oh.
But I don't know. You know, Disturbio, surprisingly, I mean, it's not great, but it's solid. It's entertaining. And it's not totally stupid, even if it is like a cheap remake. But this, I don't know. I just don't know. It doesn't look all that interesting.
Yeah, the like I said, the premise just didn't quite seem solid to me. So
maybe a rental.
It didn't grab me.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, if I hear it's great. I might reconsider that, but I mean, all of the marketing it's getting is really starting to piss me off too.
It's the Steven Spielberg executive produced movie, so it's going to get attention.
Well, he jumped
regardless.
The shark a while ago.
Well, that's true. We won't go there.
The Ewoks. Oh, no,
also opening on the 26th, the adult romance Nights in Rotond. I think that's how you say it. I'm actually not quite sure because I don't even know if Rotond. I'm assuming it's
Rotanth or
yeah. Rodanth? Rodanth? Maybe?
I think it's Rodanth.
I'm assuming it's a place somewhere. the States.
Nights in a Place.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's Diane Lane and Richard Gere getting it on.
I like Diane Lane. I
like Richard Gere.
This trailer didn't do it for me, though.
I'll watch it anyways. You know, Nicholas Sparks is an ass. I swear that's a woman writing under a man's pseudonym.
The trailer looks like a real, like, romance.
Oh, yeah. He writes real
Notebook romance.
Yeah, same writer.
Oh, is it?
The Notebook, Message in a Bottle, A Walk to Remember.
Okay.
Yeah. Nicholas Sparks.
Have fun.
Yeah, I'll be going by myself. And I'm bringing the box of Kleenex because regardless of how hard I try, he always makes me cry. It's the girly vibe. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it.
Full on nonstop romance does nothing for me. Like
I don't mind it once in a while.
The dramas with the romance thrown in, that's cool.
Or I prefer that.
The comedy, if it's done well, is fine. But you know what? Just for the sake of it, mind-numbing, sickening
I like that
romance,
once in a while.
No,
I'll take it. Thanks. I'll go by myself. Don't worry. I'll hide in the corner. With all the dates, everybody will be on a date. Marina's on her own because Dan will not pay money to go see that. Also,
boy,
opening.
You can tell these guys are trying real hard to get points here.
Well, you know, he doesn't need to get points. He gets points other ways. Also opening on the 26th, The Lucky Ones. This is Neil Berger's new film. He directed The Illusionist, which I'm a huge fan of. So I'm pretty excited. And this one starts Rachel McAdams, Tim Robbins, and Michael Peña as three Iraqi vets that are coming back and end up on a road trip across America. The premise does nothing for me. Neither does the trailer, to be completely honest. But director and cast, I'm there.
That was my take on it too, actually.
No interest whatsoever
I guess
in any form.
I'm a bit curious. I would like to find out a little bit more about what's happening on the road because that's going to be really, for my enjoyment level, is where they go with that part. It's a fairly kind of, you know, road movie setup.
Yeah.
So having that in the trailer tells me nothing about
exactly.
The movie. Like what are they going to discover?
Yeah, and I don't know, but I could know nothing about this, and I'd still go.
Hey, I'm still waiting for the ultimate road trip movie to come out at some point. The one being written by Edgar Wright, starring Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Oh,
that's
what?
The next one.
What?
The Three Horsemen of the Apocalypse are doing a road movie.
Oh,
and
my
this
God.
Time, Nick Frost is going to be the one that has it all together.
This should be interesting.
I know. I love it already.
And we'll finish off the month with the movie that made us go, what the fuck? Fireproof.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Kirk Cameron.
I know. You know, I thought the first thing I saw when I saw his name attached to the trailer was, oh, wow, what happened to him? And then I watched the trailer and I went, oh, he went all religious on us. That's what happened to him.
You know, there's an episode of Family Guy which makes so much more sense now because of this.
Oh, really?
When we watched the last 30 seconds of the trailer, I swear to God, it was like a spoof, like Scary Movie or Disaster Movie or Superhero Movie. Just the ending credits. Like, oh my
God. What is it? The tagline is, don't leave your partner behind?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And Fireproof, the two O's in proof have two rings interlock kind of thing.
Wow. Yeah, it's very bad. It's not the best way to end the month. But
brutal.
It is. Oh. But aside from, you know, it's actually not a very good month. There isn't a lot of really good stuff.
Burn After Reading.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's festival. The start of the festival is at the end of the month. So it doesn't even matter because I'm going to have to save all my money to buy tickets. Between Viff and Tad, I'm going to be tapped out so badly my freaking credit card's going to be smoking.
It's going to be hot to the touch.
That's right. Plus buying phone and all this other crap. I'm just blowing through the money like crazy.
It's water.
Months.
Water.
Yeah.
Dill doesn't look impressed by
Send
the
Send me money. I need it.
So, guys, how does September look?
Yeah, there's, like you say, there's some interesting movies, but there's nothing that I'm like super excited about.
Yeah, it's a pretty sad looking month.
But that's okay. I mean, September's usually busy anyway, yeah. Like you say, if not festivals and other things.
There's only one that I can see myself driving all the way to Vancouver for.
Burn After Reading.
And it's going to be out in the suburbs, so I don't even have to go. So.
Nice.
I might not even get to Vancouver until the film fest.
Nice. Mm. And that's all for the preview for September. Come back next week for a more fabulous discussion. Until next time.
We'll see you after the credits.